President Sheldon, would you like to say the pledge?
Hi. Of course I would. I'm operating off my iPhone, so I do apologize. Is this operating?
Yes, it is.
Is my video on?
Yes. Oh, no.
No? Well, I was going to turn off and say the pledge. I had to find the flag in my office. Okay. Okay, everyone please rise. Put your right hand over your left heart or your right hand over your heart. Thank you. And let's say the pledge. Ready? Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America
to the Republic,
one
which
nation
of the
indivisible with liberty and justice
for all. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
For which it stands, one nation, well, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. May we have the roll call, please?
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen. Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Mendoza. Director Mendoza. Okay, Director Mendoza is here. I think she has audio issues. Director Ma'ai.
Here.
Director Ta.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Sheldon.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
This is Director Wayne. I'm here.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Everybody accounted for, huh? All right. Congratulations to everybody. Let's move on to visitor participation. Do we have anyone who would like to speak to us this morning? Anyone? Don't see any hands raised, so I guess not. All right, can we move on to the consent calendar? Do we have a motion for the consent calendar?
I'll move it.
Do we have a second?
Director Whitaker seconds.
All right.
Okay. Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Moving on to the GWRS final expansion project update.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. We have Ms. Sandy Scott Roberts giving a presentation to the committee this morning, an update on the final expansion. So we'll turn it over to you, Sandy.
Thank you. All right, let me share my screen. And make sure we get it into presentation mode. I gotta swap this. All right, can you guys see my presentation and hear me?
Yes.
Can.
All right, great. All right, good morning, and I'll provide a brief update on the final expansion construction progress. So just a quick overview. Final expansion project is bringing our facility up to 130 million gallons per day of production of purified water. In order to make the final expansion happen, we need to receive additional influent from OC Sand Plant Number 2 in Huntington Beach. And so as part of the final expansion project, we had to expand our treatment facility for the additional treatment capacity, but also construct conveyance facilities, a pipeline, a pump station and flow equalization tank at Plant Number 2. And in addition, we also had to segregate out non-reclaimable flows. So as far as construction work activities, specifically here at OCWD, these have been the main construction areas for our microfiltration. And so if you've been driving in, for those of you that have been coming in You've been seeing the construction going on for our microfiltration facility. Reverse osmosis, UV, those are the major processes that were upgraded. The RO and UV were just equipping of the new equipment, but the MF involved new basement construction. We also had significant work occurring at the south end there of OC Sands plant number one to construct the pipeline that would feed the new water to OCWD's screening facility. So the overview picture here, just to show what the improvements were, is basically adding the identical capacity on our MF east side to the MF west side. So adding the basement, the 1.5 additional trains, electrical building, and a new sodium hypochlorite area for our new membranes. For those of you that have been coming onto the site, I know this has been exciting, as we did, the contractor did just put up our new wall, and we soon will have the gate installed to go into the treatment plant right after you come past the guard shack. This picture was taken early this week. And so you can see here's the electrical building already finished, constructed, and the canopies for that last microfiltration cell that was being added as part of the final expansion project. At plant number two, we've had the pump station, the flow equalization tanks, and OC Sands modification of their headworks to take out the non-reclaimables. That work is also progressing very well. Here's an aerial looking north. So Santa Ana River, and we're in Huntington Beach. This is Brookhurst. And so here's our two flow equalization tanks already constructed, and the new pump station constructed here on the north part of OC Sands plant number two site. And since the last update, there has been significant project completion milestones. So we are currently in the process of testing all the new microfiltration cells. There's 12 of them that were being added as part of this final expansion project. 8 of them have been turned over to OCWD. 4 of them will be turned over to us this week. So we will have all 12 microfiltration cells operating in acceptance test mode to ensure they operate as they should. Another huge project milestone at plant two, the TFSC, their trickling filter solids contact pipe, that OC Sands effluent pipe, was physically removed out of our diversion structure. And so that allows the water from the plant two TFSC facility to fill into our new pump station at plant two. So because of this work, we're now able to fill up our pump station with effluent from OC Sand Plant 2. We also already commissioned all 6 new RO units as part of this final expansion project. And just to mention, the UV units have already been commissioned for over a year now. So we have been operating with those new UV units. So we are fully, at least at the end of this week, we'll be fully ready to begin running our facility, all the new processes, and ready for the additional capacity. A couple of other project milestones, and the picture here is actually the pipeline that's connecting to our screening facility. This was taken a few weeks ago. It has now since been completed, so that's good news. We now have a fully completed pipeline to bring the plant two water to OCWD's GWS facility. And there's been an additional work that's occurred this week. OC San actually had a pretty large plant two TFSC shutdown. It started on Saturday, November 5th, and it's projected to still go on till Thursday. And it's to allow the construction work to occur for some of their projects, in addition to our final expansion project. So we had to construct a weir in the effluent pipeline in a weir box in order to allow that effluent to fill our pump station. And so that work has been completed as of now. It's been very successful work. And unfortunately, the outage happened to fall on the one time that we are receiving rain here in Orange County, but it actually worked out. The influent flows to OC Sands plant number 2 were not too great, and that they had to cancel the shutdown. And so they were able to continue the shutdown, and we were all able to continue the work. There's still significant work occurring today, but it looks like it's going to be completed. So just overall startup schedule. So we're getting towards the end. We have all major facilities completed. And so kind of wanted to share the overview project schedule and what our plan is to start up the facility in final expansion mode. So we're here, OC Sand has already begun commissioning their segregated headworks facility. Shimmick's OCWD final expansion contractor has already begun commissioning the pump station, running the pumps uncoupled, doing checks on all the valves, ensuring there's communication. So that is all occurring right now. The weir box work, that was what I just referenced, is complete. And so that's good news. That began on Saturday, November 5th, and they were working 24-hour days. So it was quite an endeavor. And then next week, we are on track to have all the microfiltration cells turned over to OCWD to run for our acceptance test. And we also plan to test the plant 2 pump station in a loop at keeping the water at plant 2 actually next week, beginning November 14th. So that is also on schedule. And also a huge milestone is Jason and Claire have been working to get our final expansion permit from DDW, and we are on track to get that. Where it's out for public comment right now. And so on December 2nd, it looks like that's the date that it will be to be considered. And it looks like everything is on track in order to get that permit on that day, get our permit for the operating the final expansion on that day. And so that's a Friday. And so then the next Monday is December 5th. That's the day that OC San will be completely finished segregating their plant 2 facilities for the non-reclaimable flows. And that's also the day we are on track to begin sending plant 2 water to GWS to start operating our facility with the additional water. So that's good news. We're going to have to do a few flow to wastes in order to ensure all is running as it should. But in general, in the mid-December, we are on track to begin sending more water from plant 2 to our screening facility and to begin ramping up our plant slowly and taking all the water OC San has available for us in order to start producing more water to make our final expansion project capacity happen. We do have to do a UV validation study, and we have that planned here after the holidays, after Christmas there. And then once we've been running the facility in our contract, we have a 90-day performance testing period where we'd be running the entire facility with as much production as we can make. And then after the 90 days commissioning, that also correlates with the final completion of the final expansion project. So we will be operating with higher production as of now, starting in December, and just ensuring that everything's working as it should through to final completion. So overall, final expansion project, some of the construction metrics, we are on track. We've granted some time extensions for rain days and various other reasons. However, we are on track to be complete March 15th. Our original contract amount was just under $200 million. We are still in a negative change order spot. So we have a negative, a credit of $3 million brings our revised contract amount to $196 million for this project. And we are 95% complete on expenditures. Overall project budget. Our original project budget was $310 million. However, due to some lower than expected bids, some savings in our microfiltration system, we're actually expecting to be significantly under budget at about $291 million. And since we are getting closer to the end of the project, it does seem like we will not be using the construction, a large chunk of that construction contingency. So we're projecting to be even a little bit more under budget than this. And this amount does not include the projected $10 million that we received in grants. And so overall construction schedule, here's our final expansion contract that I just was going over with our notice of completion expected in March 15th, 2023. We rehabilitated the pipeline. That work was completed in actually 2021. So we actually had that work already done. OC San is on track to complete their headworks segregation on March 8th. And so, that's also their final completion. The December 5th date is when they will be substantially complete to be operated as a segregated facility. And so, with that, it's just, I think, the project progress is going really well and we're able to stay on track. And we're hoping and looking forward for next month to see how much additional water we can be making. So that's the end of my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Right. Do we have any questions or comments? Director Rowe?
Yes, thank you, Sandy. It's like it when a plan comes together, don't you? We're almost there.
Yep.
Wow. The entrance to GWRS looks so plain Jane. It looks like an engineer did it. Can we get some architectural artist concepts to kind of, welcome people into OCWD and GWRS? I'm just throwing that out there for discussion, if anybody. But I have a question regarding the reclaimable and non-reclaimable flows from Plant 2. We're getting all we can reclaimable. How much is that and what is non-reclaimable?
Yeah, we're getting all we can. So right now, the way we're working with OC San is that we are asking them to continue to keep their plant one production high. So we prefer the plant one effluent and the remaining flows we're thinking between 25 and 35 MGD is what we can receive from plant two. And so with the additional capacity, we'll be able to receive all the flows that are available to us from plant one and then supplement any additional flows we need to make the final expansion production happen with the flows from the plant two TFSC facility. And that's after it's been segregated. So they're projecting...
What is the non-reclaimable flow?
The non-reclaimable flow, how much? It's about 26, 27 MGD.
And we're still saying it's non-reclaimable. There's no way we're going to get any water out of that.
Well, yeah. So it's non-reclaimable for a few reasons. There's the Stringfellow Superfund site that makes it ineligible to be recycled through GWRS. With our permit, but then there's also the Inland Empire brines, which actually have very high silica concentrations, TDS concentrations, and we actually don't want to recycle that. However, this line does have domestic raw wastewater that it collects along the route to Orange County. However, the cost to divert that is significant. And that's something we could look at in the future, but at the moment, it would involve sewer lift pump stations within Orange County to try to divert that domestic raw wastewater to plant two to the reclaimable side.
Okay, one last question is that, I'm concerned about the TDS increase with the final expansion. all that ocean water coming through the sewer pipes in the Newport Bay Islands. I've asked if there's any studies or work that's been done to show where the high salt content is coming from. Is there any study? People say, hey, just kind of write it off. We're going to get a lot of salt. I don't like that. Can we somehow reduce our salt content so that we don't have to pay for that in perpetuity?
Yeah, we did briefly look at that and meet with the city of Newport Beach. And that is something we could revisit, especially when we're starting up this new water. And that is a study we could probably pursue or take a look at. But it was determined that the cost to make the improvements to the numerous small sewer laterals that may be collecting the seawater was pretty extensive.
Well, if I may jump in, Sandy, yeah. I mean, OC SAM did look into this matter and they did testing. And what they found is in their main lines, they didn't find the higher levels of TDS. It's coming in from the laterals, as Sandy said.
Yep.
The laterals are the responsibilities of the cities, and they've made the determination that there is not much that they can do that in order to take care of that issue would be very, very challenging. And so we just kind of have to live with what we have. But it was looked into. And I mean, the TDS went up, what, Sandy, from 1,000
to 1,400
to 1,400 yep. combined. So it went up 400 parts. And we knew that going in. We made modifications to the design. We have interstage boosting pumps that will help boost the pressure through the second and third stages of the RO. And that way we can maintain our 85% recovery. So we did look into that. And I just wanted to make that point. It's not as if we didn't do anything, that we didn't look into the matter. We did. We worked collaboratively with OC SAN to come up with the solution that we're implementing.
Okay. Well, I'd like to see what the studies were that said that, no, we can't do anything.
I'd be happy to give you that information.
Thank you very much.
Mike, you had your hand up.
Oh, directors first.
Okay.
I defer.
Director Yeo.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Green. Good morning. Sandy, thank you for the presentation. Can you go back to the slide where you have the flow equalization tank? Thanks.
Yes.
Yeah, so looking in the Santa Ana River, all the water, is that seawater or urban runoff? And what's the TDS and is it reclaimable? Just curious.
Oh, this is when, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, this is ocean water coming and creeping on in.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's sea level there.
Yep.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you. I thought it's just a bunch of runoff from the channels and okay.
No,
well,
it goes a little further upstream just past Victoria or Hamilton. So another half mile up at the most.
Okay. President Sheldon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A couple comments and questions. First, I do want to expand upon Kelly Rowe's comment about the sterile look of the building, attractive but very sterile looking, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I like sterile hospitals, so that's good. But in addition to an architect, I might suggest a landscape architect. I think a little green might just do the trick. So that would be just another thought on that item. When we're doing all these finishing touches, I had noticed that when you come out of that big elevator, the one that, you know, feels like you're on an aircraft carrier, and you get out at the street level, and we make a right to go up to the UV building way up there. Just as you're coming down the steps, there's a lot of, I think, sandbags and this and that, and a lot of landscaped areas that could be landscaped. Seems to me that's a good place for maybe a split face wall with some railing on it, or just some touch up hardscape and landscape there to take a look at. Does that?
Okay, so are you referring to our existing elevator for the microfiltration?
Yes.
Building? When you come out there?
Yeah, right.
No. It's, as you go down the ramp, you make a right-hand turn, you go down the ramp.
I mentioned this to Mike. He didn't like it, so.
What?
You were offended that I was insulting your building because I thought we need some ramp.
And to correct me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but I think there is a little landscaping outside of the block wall that you have on the picture. Is there not?
There is. Yes, there is some landscaping. I think it's on the northern side of the fence.
Well, I can do a Google Earth and show you, and we can go over. So that's just I typically don't get into those little things if I happen to notice that, and that I'd show my soft side and suggest that.
We can certainly look into that, President.
It would make me feel much better.
After we've completed this project and it's 100% complete and we have everything there, then I think it might be an appropriate time to look at trying to beautify, although I think it's lovely.
Don't ever criticize that building. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And on the TDS issue, Mike, and you mentioned the laterals are, if the laterals typically are, if these are from homes, I think I inferred that they were, well, I did infer, if they're from homes, laterals are typically maintained by the homeowner.
Yes.
And then, like, is it right?
Yes.
So that's something to consider. And then it goes to the main, like you'd have a main in the street and everyone's lateral would go to the street, but you're responsible for your own lateral. So when the tree in your front yard eats up your lateral, you have to pay to fix it. It's happened before. Mm-hmm. But if those laterals are accepting salt water, ocean water, could they be also expelling sewer water?
It's possible.
So that's probably a bigger issue to look at. And I appreciate Kelly.
In their sampling, they do see a tidal influence.
Yeah.
Right. So there is connection.
Okay. All righty. Those are my only comments. Thank you.
Okay.
Building looks beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, I have one comment.
Wait a minute. Kelly, can we let Mike speak and then you'll speak?
Sure.
Okay. Mike?
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to add to what Sandy said about the permit. We had to we're applying for a NPDES permit. And so as she mentioned, that will go to the regional board on December 2nd. And I talked to Jason Datticus, and right now that permit, we've gone back and forth and everything is fine between the two agencies. It's on their consent calendar. So we don't expect that it'll be an issue at all. The meeting is in Anaheim, and we plan on having representatives at the meeting just in case if there are questions, and it would be pulled off consent. But we don't see any issue whatsoever. A little bit about the SARI line also. Right now, as Sandy said, it's a non-reclaimable flow. I think what we've talked about kind of internally is that if in the future we see that we need additional flows, that could be an opportunity to approach the regional board and try to have them lift the designation of that being non-reclaimable. So that's just a potential. As Sandy said, right now it's a mix of brines from the brine line, domestic waste. Once the brine line gets into Orange County, several cities up in Yorba Linda and possibly Orange discharge some domestic waste into the Surrey line. So that's just out there in the future also. I just wanted to mention that. And then finally, I would just like to acknowledge the great work that our team has done on this project. It's been a very challenging project, and it's come together very well. So I want to compliment Sandy for her leadership throughout the project. She was assisted by Audrey Perry, also one from our engineering department. We all know, well, you may not know, but we have had Bill Donovan and Jay Kalinowski, two retirees, help us as limited term employees. They've been on the team. Obviously, Mehul Patel has helped Sandy out right there. We've involved our O&M staff in helping the contractor, and believe me, they have helped significantly. If we did not have their participation, there'd be a lot more problems that we'd have to be dealing with right now. So
I agree, and delays that we'd have to deal with.
Yeah, so I want to thank Mehul Patel in particular, and Robert Raley, who many of you may not know, but Robert took Jay's spot. He's in charge of our I&E department. And then Bob Phillips, also our lead in maintenance. And I hope I haven't skipped anyone, but I just wanted to get that out there, let the committee know, let the other board members know what an outstanding job their staff has been doing. Thank you.
Okay, Director Rowe.
Well, ditto what Mike said, and Sandy, I hope you and the team have had a lot of fun doing this too.
Yes, for sure.
I've had some experience on seawater intrusion in a bunch of places, about 6-7 years of my life, and the issue with the Newport Beach laterals getting seawater in there, it might be a matter of maybe we could float some or have some fresh groundwater on top of that area, basically to displace the seawater lower. It's a difference in density between seawater and freshwater. For every foot of freshwater above sea level, there's 40 feet of freshwater below sea level, the Guyman-Herzberg principle. And maybe it is that some of these situations that the site, the lateral is maybe 3 feet below sea level, and that's no good. But it's the sort of thinking I think may save us a lot of money if we can reduce the salts that are coming into GWRS. So I just thought I'd remember that. Thank you.
All right. I don't see any more hands. Okay. Shall we move on? Thank you, Sandy. Congratulations. Good Thank job you. To the whole team. Just great job. Shall we move on to PFAS grant applications?
Absolutely. Thank you, Madam Chair. John Kennedy is going to give a brief update on this item.
Thanks, Mike. Christina, if you let me share my screen. Mm-hmm. And Madam Chair, we were asked to give an update on all of the different grant applications we've been submitting. Let me get it up here. Okay, so there's several areas, several different programs where we've applied for grants, and this is for the PFAS construction that we've been doing. This table shows those different programs. The first row, and I'll just walk through each one. The first row shows a Department of Water Resources Integrated Regional Watershed Management Program. That's where DWR provides money to the different watersheds throughout the state. SAPA administers this program for us. And after SAPA gets its money, then Orange County, we get a cut of that money. And with this latest round, $7.6 million was available to Orange County. And a lot of different agencies in Orange County applied for that. We applied for $4.2 million, and we packaged the Santa Ana Well 31 and Garden Grove Well 19, where we're constructing PFAS systems for those wells. And we were selected to get $4.2 million, so that was good news. And that selection was through the SAPA process. It has to go on to the Department of Water Resources to get approval, but we expect that approval coming very shortly. So good news there with that program. The second row shows the state urban and multiple benefits drought relief program. And this was a bit of a long shot. This was a state program targeting more drought relief, and it looked like they were picking smaller water systems. But we went ahead and prepared an application, partnered with Fullerton, and put together an $11.2 million application for their main plant well. But we were not selected. And that did not surprise us, but it was worth taking a swing at that program. The third row shows the state PFAS program, and the state has put up $100 million of its own money, and that's over 3 years. And we definitely were applying for that. But in administering the state program, the state has decided to combine their program with their SRF program. So the row below that shows the state federal SRF loan forgiveness program. The state has kind of combined these two programs and combined how they administer them. So you can get up to $5 million in grant money. That's assuming you spend at least $10 million and you can get 50%. And we are working right now, and Lotan in our engineering group has been saddled with this. And he's working to put together seven applications for seven different producers, PFAS well treatment systems. And these applications have to be in by the end of the year. And then the state will consider them in 2023. And, you know, potentially we'd probably get money around 2024 sometime. So that's a huge effort actually going on right now with Lowe and the engineering group. Going further down, I did want to mention under the same SRF state federal loan program, City of Anaheim submitted an application, and they're looking to get potential loan money with the low interest rates. And then also part of that process, they could potentially get grant money, which would come to us. But Anaheim right now is unsure exactly how much money they might get, but they're in the queue, and that'll get considered here over the next year. Further down, we have the United States Bureau of Reclamation Title 16 program. That program, you can get up to $30 million. And we put together we packaged 29 PFAS wells, totaled $172 million. And the good news is they approved our feasibility report. So that gets you in the door. And so now we're waiting for the next round of funding from the Bureau of Reclamation. And when that occurs, we'll definitely apply for money there and potentially, you know, get up to $30 million. But we're not sure how much we could get. And then this other row here, the federal budget line item, I think the board's aware we may get a $5 million line item in the federal budget. And we'll see if that actually happens. And then the last row is something we're just looking at. We just found out the Department of Water Resources, SGMA stands for the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. And under SGMA, DWR has set aside some money. And there was a paragraph in there saying they could potentially help fund PFAS programs. And so we're looking at that. And depending on what we see, we may submit an application here in the near future. So this is just a quick summary. You can see there's multiple fronts where we're trying to get grant money to help us with financing the PFAS program. And I'll stop there and we can answer any questions.
Okay, are there any questions or comments? I'm not seeing. Yes, Director Rowe.
Yes, thank you. Hey, John, Young Kim, our Congresswoman, basically said she got $5 million for us and we could do it again next year is what I talked with her a few months ago at that opening. And is that true?
I haven't heard that, but that would be great news if she could get $5 million over a couple years.
Let's do many years because this is a lot of money.
we'll follow up on that. Thanks, Kelly.
Right.
But John, that $5 million is included in your chart, is it not?
For one year.
Yeah.
If it was multiple years, yeah.
President Sheldon.
Yeah. First of all, John, where's the $5 million included in your chart? Because I think that's her discretional what's the word I'm thinking of? When the members ask for funds.
Earmarks.
Yes, earmark. Thank you.
Yeah, that's down here on the bottom right.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see the earmark for that.
Oh well, yeah, I could probably put
it's
that.
Kind of the or congressional privilege. So, are the applications to the Bureau of Reclamation, are those for projects that have been constructed, or those ones that are coming up?
You know, you can go back. With our feasibility report that they approved, we went back in time for work that is already completed, and they approved it. They approved a feasibility report, so it is retroactive.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
On the state level, I know there's some policy statute with the state that when they have a state mandate, somehow they're required to help pay for it, or there's I have to refresh my memory on that, but does that sound familiar to anyone?
You know, it might be more for an MCL. I don't know how that would I don't know if that applies for right now. We're constructing because of response levels.
Are you referring to an unfunded mandate?
Yes.
From Sheldon?
Yes. Well, that's what this is an unfunded mandate.
I don't know that we have the answer off the top of our head. I don't believe that the state is obligated to fund projects after they set a certain regulatory level of compliance. But we'll validate that with our consultants.
It's probably for our LegCon committee. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Director Reinhart, and congratulations to you too.
Thank you. Congratulations to all those who were reelected. So this isn't directly with this chart, but it seems like with some of the new things that are happening and new chemicals that are being looked at, that we could possibly have a great deal more wells that need to be treated. And I worry about where all that money is going to come from. Just a comment.
Yeah, we share that concern, and we're thinking about that, how it would affect our future. Yeah.
We were thinking that IRWD would go tap some of their $2 billion in reserves and kind of take care of that for everybody.
I'll bring that up at the next board meeting.
Thank you. I'm going to suggest that. Thank you, Director Reinhart.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other hands. All right, thank you, John.
Okay.
Let's put everything in this agenda on the consent calendar for the board meeting. Do we have any directors' announcements or reports?
Director Green, I have an announcement.
Please.
I wanted to wish Director Yeo a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Roger.
And I'm sure CalPERS is getting very nervous about this time.
And congratulations to you.
Today. I agree with that here. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other directors? Don't see any other hands. All right. General Manager, do you have any announcements or comments?
Just a brief announcement. I was hoping to have some information about the storm that passed through. I've got some limited information, although the core website is not working at the moment, so I don't know exactly how much water is being stored behind Prado, but I can report that over the last 3 days, we received 2.28 inches of rainfall. Wow. Which gives us a total to date, and remember our water year starts on January the 1st, total rainfall to date of 2.96 inches, just under 3 inches of rainfall. And the average through the month of November is 2.37. So we're about a half an inch above normal if you were just to look at current rainfall through the current month. And we want to be careful about averages and numbers. It's great that we've already got almost 3 inches of rainfall. That's I think last year we had about 6 or 6.5. So we're off to a good start, but it's kind of interesting that last year we had a wet, what could be considered a wet November or December, and then the driest subsequent 3 months on record. You know, we still don't know what's going to happen. It's a La Nina supposedly, which means more likely to have below average rainfall, but we're off to a good start. And once I get the numbers, once the core website is back up online, I'll send out a report probably later this afternoon that gives you a little better picture of the overall rainfall and storage that we have. And one other thing, you may recall that we were taking some Met water, and we actually turned the Met water off on Sunday. We're going to reevaluate whether we should continue to take that Met water. It's going to depend on how much water is behind Prado, which basins we send that storm water to, and what the long-range forecast is. So we'll take a look at all those variables and then make a decision probably tomorrow as to whether to resume taking the Met water. And John, you're going to have to help me out with the numbers. In passing, we talked yesterday. I think we've taken about 22,000 acre feet.
That's our goal, is to get 22.
Okay.
Yeah, we're probably 60% of the way there, something like that.
Do you Ben? You're online. Do you remember how much we've taken so far?
John's right. It's like 10,400 or something.
Okay, I should have known better. John's always right. I will not question him.
Ken Beccarelli.
That ends my report, Madam Chair.
All right. I think Ken Beccarelli had a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I raised my hand a little bit early. Mike just answered my question about how much we've taken to date of the Met water. Thank you.
All right. Well, congratulations, everybody, on your contest. I'm glad you all won. I will adjourn the meeting for now. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.